current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to News Right Now. Saving Face. A White House tradition involves hosting a Ramadan iftar or an Eid celebration for the Muslim leaders in the U.S. However, this year there was clear consensus amongst many of them to boycott such an event and outright decline the invitation, with Muslim community members warning leaders against attending the White House meal. They believed it would be completely unacceptable to break bread with the very same White House that is enabling the Israeli government to starve and slaughter the Palestinian people in Gaza. With over 6 months into the massacre taking place, the Muslim leaders in the U.S. community appeared appalled and angered with the involvement Biden has had with the continuation of what unfolds in Palestine. They acknowledge the role America plays in this genocide and can view Biden's refusal to act in stopping this as utmost apathy and carelessness to the Muslim and Arab sentiments and feelings. In many meetings, Biden has heard the voices of the Muslim community, but it's led to nothing. One activist said, quote, "These photo ops that they're doing, these discussions that they're doing to somehow show that they still have the Muslim community's support, are just pathetic attempts to make themselves look good at a time where their true colors have been seen," end quote. Some felt it was still useful to go and further attempt to influence the administration to take action at the event, which became a meeting instead of an iftar. It's no surprise there's been a failure to act on Biden's behalf. The past 6 months have shown him criticizing the occupied state, yet at the same time supplying them with the aid and weapons, opposing a UN resolution for ceasefire and aid to enter. His actions have been very different to his words, where he has given a blatant green light for occupied Palestine to go ahead, continue to kill mercilessly. The Muslims who greatly supported Biden before and voted him in the 2020 elections witnessed that they have been completely disregarded and ignored. The atmosphere amongst the Muslim community towards Biden is very sour, and rightly so. But let it be very clear and a big lesson to us Muslims: we should never trust the politicians of the Western capitalist systems and their supporters of the democratic secular way of life. They have zero care about Muslims and their values. They show a level of care only when they have interests and benefits in the support from the Muslim community, i.e. election time and for votes. Therefore, participation in an iftar gathering where Zionist collaborators are hosting is not where the disgrace lies. The ultimate disgrace is in any form of contribution, acceptance, or involvement with those in the governing authority. These leaders are all one. They are equally to blame for what is happening to our brethren in Gaza. Therefore, every contact with them is what needs to be boycotted and outrightly rejected. They need to know we have a deep problem with what they represent and what they promote, and we as a Muslim community and Ummah refuse to be used and abused for their corrupt political moves, especially when they have proven we are their enemies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the Ummah with strength and confidence to oust out the enemies of Islam from our lands and establish His merciful alternative on earth. the Khalifa Rashida and the Method of the Prophethood. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.